You're doing it now.
The weather never played, and so we
The weather played first.
Okay.
Yep.
So are we live?
We are live, as live can be.
We're connected.
Can you hear Scott?
I can hear Scott.
We hear Scott.
Okay.
I can hear you faintly.
You got the headphones on.
I have the headphones on.
You hear us coming through the headphones.
I can hear you coming through the headphones.
Just here from the Marion County Fair here. 172nd edition. Well, even with an engineer, it's a little rough from day to day.
The headphones are on.
All right, then we're off and running, and I'm going to pop it to the host. That's the drink.
All right, well, good afternoon. As you...
This has to be... And we've got Tim Studio, and so
nothing back here. More technical difficulties from the Marion County Fair. hopefully we can get those worked out and...
an interesting perspective he's got going on here.
Okay, well, so much
for him. I'm not sure what happened. No.
I can't hear you guys at all here. That whole thing was jumbled.
Is that any better? Hear us now, here.
A little.
Can you hear anything now?
Yeah, a little. But there's a lot of, like, noise and things. And...
Yes, but there is a lot of noise here at the fair, Gary. Can you hear the voices?
Fading in and out. Fading in and out.
Can you hear us now?
For about 10 seconds. You're gone again.
All right,
hang on. Go ahead.
So, Terry, can you hear us?
I can hear now that perfectly, but when you try to come across on Skype, it's terrible.
He says on Skype it's terrible.
Through the phone it's okay?
The phone is absolutely perfect.
Okay. All right. And then we're going to stay on the phone.
Okay.
All right.
Now, live from the Marion County Fair, now it is my distinct pleasure to introduce Pastor Craig.
Yeah, this is Pastor Craig
is
here.
Pastor Craig.
So we are without Nate. Nate will be here very, very soon. And Amber should be with him. I've got Scott, the engineer, here. And we're trying to figure out all these difficulties. What was that? Okay, I'm not getting you, Terry.
Go ahead. I'm waiting on you. I thought you were still talking. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, we're encouraging people to come down here, come through the exhibition building. There's not much going on in the exhibition building, so we'd love to see you here.
All right, Terry. How does this sound? Can you hear us okay through the phone now?
No. Echoing.
No.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
We can hear you.
You can hear me through Skype, okay.
You're echoing.
I think we fixed whatever problem there was.
Let's hope. And Terry, if there tends to be a problem, call Pastor Craig's phone.
Okay.
Okay. Until then, we're going to turn it over.
All right. Well, let's start at the beginning. This has been a train wreck trying to work out these little difficulties, but now we're here and here at the fair. Now, Scott, you mentioning that the weather was much better here today in this building compared to yesterday.
Oh, horrible yesterday. It was so humid in this building. It was really one of those days where you say you can cut it with a knife. The humidity yesterday, you could have cut it with a knife.
It's good here today, and it's not raining, and hopefully the rain will hold out. So we encourage people to come in and By the way, Scott, I ran into somebody that knew you.
When I got here,
there was one chair. And I knew there was going to be more than one of us here. So there was this gentleman in one of those golf carts. His name was Clyde. And Clyde says he's been a fair here, a volunteer, for 50 years.
50 years.
And part of that time, he was on the fair board.
Oh.
And so he says, well, what radio is you with? And I told him, and he said, which one's that? I said, well, there's Scott Spears does our morning show. Well, I know Scott Spears. And so, anyhow, he gave me a ride in his golf cart up to the fair office so I could get more chairs. Now, they told us on the phone that the chairs were going to be $5 each. And I thought, well, they should have included that in the booth. But anyway, so I got up to the fair office and was able to secure us some more chairs, and they actually didn't charge me anything for them.
You know what's interesting? I don't know anybody on Earth named Clyde, so this is an interesting story. Maybe he's a listener. I thank Clyde if he's a listener.
Thank him for listening, and
his
thank
wife,
him for the ride he gave me up to the fair office and
Bonnie.
The ride back.
His wife's name's Bonnie.
Is he trying to tell us something?
I don't know.
Yeah, his wife seems Bonnie. Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, I think he's talking about Bonnie and Clyde.
Who's Bonnie?
You can hear us good, Terry, right?
Yeah. I said that gentleman's wife's
yes,
name
yes,
is...
you can hear
his
us
wife's name's Bonnie. It's Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, Bonnie and Clyde. Yes, we are coming through good.
Okay.
Even just
right.
Commented on the Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
Oh, as if everything continues as perfect as this.
I get it now.
Never,
I said
never
Clyde,
mind.
He says Bonnie.
Yes,
okay.
Never mind.
That's how that works.
I said that remotes should take your life into your own hands.
Oh, my.
This is becoming... I thought this would be so easy.
Yeah.
It's becoming a real ordeal. Now I understand why we don't do live remotes
correct.
All the time.
Well, if you have your blood pressure medication, it'll go okay.
Yes, and I did take my blood pressure medicine earlier today. So, Scott, you want to try one of those strawberry deep fries?
Now, these we talked about on my program this morning. There is a booth here that deep fries apparently anything you bring to them. Reese bars, Twinkies, Oreos, strawberries.
So what are we going? What are we trying here? What are we going to try? What are you guys trying?
What's that, Kevin?
I said, what's this that you're going to be trying?
Deep fries. Yes. That sound good to you?
I didn't hear it, but I guess it sounds good.
And...
You're wonderful on the phone, but you sound terrible on Skype. All right. Okay, hang on a second. Let me hang up. You call back, and then I'll take you on the phone. Okay. Right. Okay, the disastrous show rolls on here. We will be waiting momentarily from a phone call from the Marion County Fair, and we have that call right now. Pastor Greg.
Yes, hello.
Are we live, finally?
Well, this was a wonderful idea to broadcast live from the fair. I'm glad we did it.
It's just working out the details. But no, so anyhow, so Scott said the fried strawberry was good. Okay. It wasn't real sweet because it didn't have any sugar on it, but it has some sugar on the outside.
Okay.
Now, the deep-fried Oreo, it's just kind of bland. I wouldn't know it was an Oreo if I hadn't bought it. Okay. It's just like eating deep-fried mush.
How about a Twinkie?
Well, the Twinkies I couldn't get myself to buy. I just didn't look good. Now, we've got a deep-fried chocolate chip cookie dough that we can try.
All right.
So, if you want to hang on a second,
sure.
I'm going to try this deep-fried. Now, did you in the opening, did you get the part, did you hear the story about when I came in, there was a lady who was had fallen off the bench, and she was laying there on the ground?
I did not.
Okay. Well, that was my adventure coming in. A woman had fallen off the bench here, and she was on the ground, and she needed help getting up, and Sheriff Bales and one of his deputies happened to be passing by, so the three of us were able to get her up off the ground. But what was interesting about that was the deputy knew her, and he said, "What are you doing here?" So that was my adventures coming in. And by the way, Terry, thank you for the water and the bottle.
Absolutely.
But you only left me one label.
I know. Yep.
And you said,
"That's what
but I could get you, but I could get labels printed at Home Depot or at Office Depot."
Yeah.
We're all about the marketing.
Right. So I had to go to Home Depot, Office Depot. And it wasn't $5 for 100.
Okay.
It was $28 to buy a pack of 20 sheets of labels.
Okay.
But that's okay. I'll forgive you for that.
Okay.
Okay. That's right. Terry, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna try one of these chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
Oh, now that's good. That's really good. Yep. You can tell that's chocolate chip cookie. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's good. That's good. So, Terry, are you planning on coming down to the fair?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you that when I was down here, Mr. Pickles was doing one of his live shows, and Scott had Mr. Pickles on his show yesterday, the special edition show, and Mr. Pickles was down here doing his show, and he was in one of the little areas where they had the grand, mini bleachers set up, and he probably had about 40, 50 people there for his show. So Mr. Pickles seems to be the main attraction every day.
And what sort of show does he do?
Well, when I walked by his show, what he was doing was a little bit of magic, and he was involving a couple of kids in the audience to do the magic with them. So I don't know what else he does. I think his bent is toward learning or education, I think, and so I think that's what his emphasis is on. But it was looked like it was a magic show. Now, I think in his promo, he's also a singer or a musician or something like that. But check out Mr. Pickles because he does a couple shows every day. So people want to check that out.
That sounds like a great show.
Yep.
And how's the attendance as far? I mean, seem like a lot of people there? Or?
Well, it's hard to judge the attendance because they've got us stuck in this building, the exhibit building, and not a lot of people come through here.
Okay.
And it's behind the part of the midway that's behind the grandstand. So we're really kind of like down at an end of the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there like crafters and exhibitors and stuff in this building, or?
It's just exhibit. Well, okay. So they've got a jewelry guy here.
Okay.
They've got
Home Water Solutions. They've got a t-shirt vendor, and they've got actually a couple of t-shirt vendors.
Okay.
They've got George Kasotis is here.
Okay.
And let's see, they've got some jewelry down there. So it's a mix of vendors, but unfortunately, these vendors are off of the main drag, and I don't think a lot of people really know what's back here. Now, they've got some 4-H exhibits set up on the other end of the building, but I think the vast majority of the people don't even see this. Hey, there's Nate Redmond.
Welcome to the humdinger of a show so far.
Hello, Nate.
Hello.
And Amber. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
We were having trouble with Skype, so the best way to do this is by telephone. So
we'll gather around. Telephonic communication.
And we've got some fried foods to sample. Now, Scott has already tried one of the deep-fried strawberries.
That's the healthy pick of the day.
And here we have deep-fried chocolate chip cookie dough, and this is deep-fried Oreo cookie. Now, the question is, once you bite into that, is all of that yours, or do we each have to, you know, kind of tear off a piece, or do we get to have the whole piece?
It's yours.
Once you take a bite, it's yours. So you can take a bite out of any of those three or any of these three, and I'm sure Scott will share his deep-fried strawberry.
I shall.
Okay, and this is deep-fried chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay, I'm going to take a bite.
Hey, Nate, how many points is that?
How many what?
Points.
Weight Watcher points, this is probably about 1,000.
Okay.
So let's see here.
All right, so Nate is trying the chocolate chip cookie dough. He has an intense look on his face. Well,
that is very good.
Okay.
Very strong chocolate taste.
How many bellies?
Turn around, let Amber have a bite of it.
How many bellies we giving that one?
I would give that a 4.5, between 1 and 5 bellies, I'd give that a 4.5 bellies. That's a really good one right there.
All right.
Now, I was disappointed in the deep-fried Oreo. It just didn't do anything for me. So, when you have a second there, we're going to have you try one of those deep-fried Oreos. See what your experience is.
Now, I'll tell you up front, my experience with deep-fried Oreos has generally been that I've been a little disappointed because the cookie doesn't, you know, the cookie's not crisp. So we'll see here. I'm going to grab one, and I'll give you my review. And while he's taking a bite, that was the experience that I had. I found it to be the Oreo was just a little bit mush, and it didn't have a strong Oreo flavor. So... yes, you taste more breading than anything else, in my humble opinion. I'll give that a 3. 3 bellies between 1 and 5. I'll give that a 3. Give that a 3. Yeah.
Okay.
You can taste a lot of, I mean, don't get me wrong, the shell is very good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's just not much of the Oreo left after
what's
the frying process.
What's the popular thing that everyone's getting as far as deep fried goes?
What's that?
What's the most popular thing that people are deep frying?
The most popular?
The girl who was working that booth where I got these, I asked her that question, and she said by far the most popular was the Oreo.
Really?
So that was why I got it. I'm surprised. I'm surprised, too. And I said, well, what about the Twinkie? And she said, oh, that's about 3 or 4.
What about a Snickers?
The Snickers, you said?
Yeah.
That was the 2.
Number 2.
Snickers.
Right.
Snickers is all right, man. I tell you, Snickers is pretty much where it's at. They used to sell they used to sell those at your neck of the woods down at the old Bag of Nails in Delaware. Did you ever go to the old Bag of Nails in Delaware get a deep-fried Snickers?
I haven't had one deep-fried Snickers from there, but I've been there before.
Yeah, those are really good. So to have one at the fair is a treat. for sure.
Now, when this is deep fried, does it have a breading on it? Is that how it's...
Everything I've seen has a breading so far.
Yeah, it's what they do is they, like, roll it around, dip it in the breading, and they roll it around. And so everything is comes out like a fried, you know, ball. You know, your strawberry, it's like a ball, a dough ball.
Okay.
And same way with the Oreo cookies. They roll it around in the dough, dip it in some dough, roll it around, and then they drop it into the deep fryer.
So you're rolling in the dough then, right?
Well, yeah, they're rolling
in
the dough,
they're rolling. Okay.
Yeah, definitely not us.
Okay.
No, we're getting our pockets picked.
Okay.
But that's what it's all about, you know, when you go to the fair. You know, you have to bring that extra cash to spend because you know you're going to want to get that fair food for sure.
Okay, how's the sound now, Harry? Is that coming through at all?
Echoey.
Can you hear me, Terry?
Echoey. I can hear you, but it's an echo.
It says it's a bad echo.
Now how does it sound when you turn the phone on, Terry? Okay, did the echo go away there?
Yes.
Is it good now?
It is.
Clear as a bell?
Nope, but good.
All right.
I don't know what you did, but you worked your magic, Scott. So, what's been happening since we last saw each other?
Well, we've been on a mini vacation since we last spoke together. And,
How many vacations did you take a year?
Well, the wife had some personal days. So she took some to have a Thursday through Monday off. So on Thursday, we decided it was a nice day. We have our free, we had to pay for it up front, but it's free now, the free zoo pass. So we went back down to the Columbus Zoo.
Good.
So had a nice day, and we saw some animals that we hadn't seen out before, and you typically find that's the case with the Columbus Zoo.
And you went to Zumbezi Bay?
Did not go to Zumbezi Bay. No, no. I've never been, actually. But you have, right?
I've been a couple of times. I don't swim. I'm really not into getting into the water and everything. So we just go down there and we went with a family. They had a lot of kids, so it was for the kids to go. We went with them. So I just kind of, you know, hung out in the sun, got burnt.
There you go, working on that suntan. Although, as summer is progressing, I notice you're getting darker and darker.
Yes, I am.
You are. So you're definitely out working and working hard, I'm sure.
Too hard.
So Thursday was the Columbus Zoo. Had a good time. And then Friday, I got to think about what we did each day. I believe Friday, did we do the caverns on Friday? Let me do Friday. Oh, we went to... No, we didn't do that. Anyhow, at some point this weekend, we did go to the Ohio Caverns over in West Liberty, Ohio. And I had been to the Olentangy Indian Caverns. And you go down there, and it's basically a self-guided tour. Have you been to Olentangy?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. It's like a self-guided tour.
Yeah. Well, this one is a guided tour, but the difference between Olentangy and Ohio is Ohio has stalactites and stalagmites.
And Olentangy only has the stalactites.
The few, and not very big at all. And I didn't think Olentangy there really was that much to see, really. I mean, it was neat, but this was a neat tour, and there was a lot of color. A whole lot of color to see. And so we really enjoyed it. We saw what they call the giant carrot, which is the giant stalactite. And our tour guide was just wonderful. She did a great job.
How big of a group did you have?
We had about a group of 20. That's their max that they allow. Group of 20. And I actually got the chance to answer a trivia question at the end. Yes, I did. She said, can anybody tell me the name of the state song?
and Nate's going, oh, I know.
Well, I paused and looked around, and nobody was one. I said, isn't it beautiful Ohio? And she said, yes, and we're going to play that for you right now.
I thought it was Hang On, Ohio, deep down underground.
So that was a lot of fun, the Ohio Caverns. So, found a place to eat over there. It's called Uncle Beth's, B-E-T-H, Uncle Beth's. And this actually, if you take Marysville, if you go to Marysville and then take Ohio, I believe it's 247. Does that sound out of here still? 245. Yeah, 240. I was a couple of numbers off. Take to Ohio 245 and just go out through the countryside and continue to follow that. There is a small little diner.
Sits on a corner. And there's not houses around or anything. It sits on a corner. I have seen that many times, and I've wondered about that.
Well, you got to stop next time you go, because it is a really neat little place. And you go in, everything, you're more than welcome to eat in there, which we did that day, but they pack everything in little to-go boxes, because a lot of people come in and just pack it up and take it home. But they are known for their barbecue. And so they have smoked pulled pork barbecue. I got the barbecue chicken. They have meatloaf, barbecue meatloaf, and just a whole menu full of stuff. And I had a wonderful sweet potato casserole, and that was just great. And so that was a Five Belly restaurant. It was really good. Uncle Beth's, just out in the middle of nowhere. So if you ever get a chance to visit that, you
highly recommend it.
I highly recommend it. Funny name, you know, so Uncle Beth's will stick in your memory. But yeah, it's pretty good. What did you get that day? Do you remember, Amber, what you got that day from Uncle Beth's?
Barbecue pulled pork sandwich.
So, but it was a lot of fun. We had a good time this weekend. And,
so where else did
you go? Yeah, I'm trying to think what we did. Oh, that's right. How could I forget? We went up to Bellevue and finally got the tour of that train museum up there. And they let you crawl all over those trains. I mean, in and out, you can crawl up in the cab and play engineer. And the interesting thing was, when you crawl up in those train cabs, there's not as many gauges and things up there as you think there might be. You would think there'd be a lot more gadgets and gauges up there, but there's not a whole lot up there, really. But they have the horn, but it's not hooked up, of course. Otherwise, I would have had a great time. You know, I'd still been there.
They would have said, where's this kid's parents?
Yeah, where's this kid's parents? I would have still been there. But anyhow, this was really cool. And but each train car that you got to crawl up in was its own individual museum. And they had artifacts in each of these train cars. And I don't know, you couldn't crawl up in every train car, but in the ones that you could, I don't know if there was 10 or more. We went at a fairly good pace, and it still took us an hour and a half to go through everything. So if you were going up there and taking your time, you could spend 2.5 hours up there. $10 a person to go through up there in Bellevue. The train, it's got a long name like the train NKP museum, and it goes on, you know, it's got a long name. But if you type in train museum Bellevue, it'll pop it up and tell you exactly where. And there's a restaurant you got to try that's just around the corner from the train museum. Literally right there, you can map out your trip. It's called Bench Warmers. And, of course, it's a sports theme.
Yep.
As you can imagine.
For second stringers or third stringers, it's bench warmers.
Yep. And let's see. They have a really good burger up there. And I ordered one of their specialty burgers that had, I'm wanting to say I ordered something on the order of a black and blue burger with blue cheese. Blue cheese on it. And then,
so it's really good. So, are you one of those kind of people you can do blue cheese on a sandwich?
Yeah, personally, yes, yes.
Not you, not so much.
No, no. I mean, and I love cheeses. You know, cheese in general.
I know you love cheeses.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I love cheeses. That was a good one, Nate. It took me a second. But blue cheese, I could never handle on a sandwich.
Oh, okay. Now, do you like it too much in your salads?
I think, you know, on your salad, you can mix it all around in the salad and kind of get it all spread throughout the salad. So, yeah, because I do like it on there. But I think on a sandwich, it's maybe too much in a small area.
I gotcha. Well, they had clubs and they had club sandwiches, not clubs to beat you with. They had all kinds of different varieties. I'm full of it tonight. I tell you, I must have got a good night's rest or something. Right? But anyways, they have bench warmers is a good place to eat. So if you ever want to tour the museum, go up there, check out bench warmers, and then go right around the corner to the train museum. And that this weekend's in the Ohio Caverns and then the train museum. Wow. And Sunday we did the fireworks. How was your fireworks show?
My fireworks show, I was so impressed with what my son did. Because my son got some fireworks, had a little show. There were about 20 of us there and started out with a good cookout. And hamburgers were cooked to perfection. Now, they also had this thing that was called cowboy caviar. Have you ever heard of cowboy caviar?
Never have.
It was a mix of corn and a couple of beans and a couple of zucchini and little pieces of avocado. And I guess there's about 10 different things in this. And it was really good.
Yeah, I've had that before. They make
now,
it sometimes with sweet onions.
Has he asked light every single firework and run? Or no?
He's gone high tech. If fireworks are pretty high tech, and he's gone high tech, so he actually was able to, however you set it all up, I guess on a computer or something, and it has all the fuses electronically ignited, so he gets it all set up and gets it all timed and everything, and then he comes back and sits in a chair with the rest of us and watches it.
It's exactly the way my brother-in-law did it. Yep, we had a good show, everything. In fact, I posted a picture, I don't know if you saw the picture of Amber with the detonator. She was there with the, but it did not have the key in it, so there was no danger of sending him off. But he was a little disappointed because something happened. And it crossed over, whatever, and it started lighting. It lit off the grand finale kind of in the middle. But he had about a minute and a half grand finale, which was really cool. So we enjoyed the grand finale, then we enjoyed the rest of the fireworks. So that was all right.
So how long, time-wise, about was his show?
And for how long was his show, do you think? 30 minutes?
Possibly, yeah.
I'd say about 30 minutes long.
Now, my son's wasn't quite as long, but his was a good 15 to 20 minutes, probably 20 minutes. And so I was kind of impressed, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, these guys, they hook all this stuff up to the computer and take off. I mean, they really know what they're doing. I mean, it's just pretty good.
And so it was a little disappointing because the way it's all done computer and electronically, I figured, well, I'm not even going to have a chance to see somebody blow their fingers off.
Right. So it's all good, you know?
Yeah. Now, I did this weekend on Saturday, I was in Wilmington, Ohio, and I ate at a Frisch's. Now, the only reason I mention that is because I have not eaten at a Frisch's in a long time. And, you know, most of the Frisch's up around here have closed. I don't even know if there are any Frisch's open up here anymore.
I think you got to go all the way Grove City, maybe, to get the closest one around here.
Yeah. But I was down in Wilmington, and I stopped at the Frisch's there, visited a friend. And we had a nice meal, and I was kind of impressed because, like I said, it had been a long time since I'd been at a Frisch's.
They still have the salad bar down there?
I didn't see it. I don't think it was on the menu, and I don't remember seeing it.
But I got their cod, and it was good. It was really good.
I remember the cod sandwich. Of course, I always got the big boy. I had to get the big boy. Of course, sometimes I'd get the super big boy. Since I am a super big boy, but
two big boys, no.
And do myself a double big boy, but anyways, no, there's a, I miss those restaurants. You know, there's certain restaurants, when they go away, you realize how much you really miss them.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, so many places have gone by the wayside, and then you'll be passing an exit, and you'll see one, and it's like, there they are, you know. It's time to check it out. But, well, I'll tell you what, that's their food is some good stuff there. And you have a little something other down here underneath the table here. Now, what do we have here?
This is from a booth called Do Some Donuts. Do Some Donuts. And they do little mini fried donuts. And what this is an order of their mini fried donuts, and then it's covered with strawberries and cream and whipped cream and sugar, so it's their strawberry shortcake. So I figured you would want to try that. All right. So this is Do Some Donuts. They're little fried donuts and with the strawberry shortcake.
That's a good one right there. Those are good. Amber, check it out. See what you think. So what, grab one off the end there.
What did you notice right away?
The first thing I noticed, well, actually, I thought it was going to be the powdered sugar.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was going to be. But I caught the strawberry right off. I did. I caught the strawberry right off. How about you? Did you try one?
No, I haven't tried
one. Oh, man. Oh, we jumped in.
Well, I wanted you to jump in. I'm
oh, try here, it. Yeah. Try. See what you got. I got the strawberry before I got the powdered sugar. See what you think here. He's going to get him a little bit of a strawberry here and put together. Amber, what did you think?
Good. I got the strawberry taste
first. Okay. She got the strawberry taste versus what about? Before the sugar, the powdered sugar just makes it a nice taste there.
Yeah.
There afterwards there.
And you know what? Something about
it doesn't leave with an mouthful. So things. Yeah.
The little donuts, and so strawberry, chicken cooked up, from another way, eight fire items. Those three of them all have cookies and cheesecake and something else.
Yeah. All these lumps in the city there, do you have to walk out? Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't want to
we're here at the exhibit hall. Which the midway is behind the grandstands, but it starts, I mean, the midway runs the full length of the fairgrounds there, so we're behind the midway.
There you go. So stop by and say hello to us. We'd love to say hello. On Live at 5, the show with no name, a special two-hour edition live from the Marion County Fair. We are glad that you are here, and I know we're getting close to hitting the top of the hour break, and turning it back over to Terry there at the station for the top of the hour features, and then we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more fun, excitement from the Marion County Fair on WWGH Marion, Ohio. Marion's Talking Place, broadcasting online too at WWGH1071.com and the TuneIn app, Pastor Craig.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
And I have it. I recommend you get it.
I've got it, and I'm glad you have it. So check that TuneIn app out.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio.
We will be right back with more fun in a minute.
107.1 FM from Charlie Evers.
Yeah, you know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell with
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I...
Yeah.
Never asked anybody that question.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln.
Like I say, probably
when
it's the
you bring your enemies